So this is the opening study in our new series, Purpose Driven Life. The course itself is it's split up into five main groupings. This one's the introduction, and then you can see the other ones that are going to be the focus of our particular Sundays, which then launch us into the week. There's a wonderfully encouraging Bible verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and it says this: "We know that in all things God works for good for those that love him." All things. Dark valleys that we've just heard about. Good times, ugly times, difficult times. God can use these for good. The second half of that verse can often be missed off, and it says this: who have been called according to his purpose. Called and purpose are the focus of our series over the next 6 weeks. We're seeking to answer the question, what is our calling? In the New Testament, calling is used about 100 times. Most of that time, it's talking about life assignment, life mission, life purpose. Underlining that God created you and me for a purpose, and that purpose is our calling. It's important to note, though, that's not necessarily your career. Careers change, but your calling doesn't. And again in the scriptures, you get people's lives are touched. They get a sense of calling that God speaks to them. And often, take for example Jeremiah, a young man, or an old man like Moses. They first think to themselves, "No, that's not for me. I can't do that." But then they go on and push on, and things develop. When we have a more confident understanding of our calling, we discover renewed hope, clearer direction and blessing. Not just for ourselves, but I think it affects our wider world in whatever context that might be. This morning, we're going to focus on, now you need to get ready for this, 8 pointers. But they will be short, promise. 8 pointers to be aware of when considering the calling in your life. So this is an introduction. And then the next 5 weeks is a much deeper, go into much specific areas in a much deeper way. My first heading, my calling is a gift from God. So if you are doing the outline, my calling is a gift from God is number one. That's your heading. I'm being very obvious so that we've not done it before, so that it's straightforward. My calling is a gift from God. Your calling is a gift from God. It's a present, undeserved, not worked for. We all get this gift. And we've just got the PowerPoint. Marvellous. There you go. So that's the heading. Your calling is a gift from God. Let's back that up with some scripture. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. God, by his grace through Christ, has called you to become his people. Let's say that out loud, please. God, by his grace through Christ, has called you to become his people. A key word there is grace. And you might well say to me, Andrew, what's the difference between grace and mercy? It's a good question, and it's one that I often try and figure out in my head. The easiest way to work it out for me is like this. Imagine you're driving along Sheldon Road at 70 miles an hour. Only Mandy and I do that. The police officer stops you. And the police officer says, Vicar, you're doing 70 miles an hour. And I say, yeah, okay, fair cop, I was. Sorry about that. Amazingly, the police officer, in his mercy, says, I'm letting you off. Result. But then he gets out £50 note and says, have £50 for your next lot of petrol, because you're obviously using up a lot. That's grace. It's totally undeserved. You see how I try to work things out. God is gracious. He knows your strong points, but he also knows your weak points. He knows your good deeds and he knows your bad mistakes. Times you ignored him or disobeyed him, yet he still chooses by his grace to bless you with purpose. God keeps on saying again and again to each one of us, I love you, I love you, I love you, and by his grace and mercy, we are blessed, we are saved, we have a calling, we have a future. Second main heading, I am called for God's purpose. Here is a counterintuitive, countercultural biblical truth. God's calling on you is for his purpose, for his plan, his dream. You were made by God and you were made for God. Naturally, culturally, we focus on our inner self and wants. Our life's purpose, however, is not determined by any other factors, actually, than God. It's not by our parents or our spouse or our social grouping. It's God. And that orientation, that change of thinking is a paradigm shift. It's a complete change around than we naturally do, and it's really difficult. Its significant turning point comes when we recognize God's right, his calling on our lives. A significant turning point comes when we realize that we each one have a unique calling. Our callings are different. In this room, they'll be very different. Let's back that up with scripture. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Let's say this together. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Many Bible translations of the original language, the Greek, translate workmanship or craftsmanship or masterpiece, and each one has a root meaning of poem. So in a sense, you are a poem. Or your calling through God is a poem. Now you might say in your heart, I am no masterpiece. I'm a bit rubbish really. But here's the challenge, if you feel a bit like that. Jesus did not die on a cross for rubbish. Let that sink in. The Holy Spirit is promised to each person who commits their lives to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is promised to be in a person. The Holy Spirit does not live in rubbish. You are the workmanship, the craftsmanship, the masterpiece of God. You're not on this planet just to breathe, to take up space and die, to be a consumer. And when you've done your consuming, that's the end of it. No, you're here to contribute. And the Bible calls your contribution your good works. It's part of your calling. It's individual to you. It's prepared for you in advance. And it's been prepared for you in advance long ago. Third heading. God chose my calling before I was born. God chose my calling before I was born. Let me show you some verses to back that up. And the first one is from Galatians chapter 1 and verse 15. And it's Paul speaking. Let's say it out together. It pleased God in his kindness to choose me and call me, even before I was born. What undeserved mercy. Next one, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. God says this to Jeremiah. Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you. And one more verse, and this is the memory verse. This is Isaiah 44 verse 2. This is the memory verse for this week. Each week there's a memory verse so that you can take this on board and learn through the week. There are on the desk at the back, if you haven't got one already, bookmarks, and they've got the memory verse for each week on it. This is it. Let's say it together. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. And then we need to say Isaiah 44 and verse 2. Let's do it again. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. Isaiah 44 and verse 2. Let's take that one off, Megan, and let's see if we can do it. One, two, three. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. Isaiah 44 and verse 2. Thank you. You may say to me, Andrew, I've got all sorts of flaws. When you think that thought, you go back to this verse as a corrective to start to nudge your thinking in a different direction. Because it's true, you're not perfect, but God uses you and your imperfections for good, because you are not an accident. The notch of this sermon so far, you are not rubbish and you're not an accident. Number four. My sins and my mistakes don't change my calling. My sins and my mistakes don't change my calling. You may say in your heart this morning, you don't realize how stuffed up my life is. But here is good news. It does not matter if you or somebody else messed up your life. Your calling remains. It's permanent. God does not change it. The call God gave you when you were born, the call God affirmed when you trusted Jesus, still remains. The example is the Apostle Paul that I've got here, who became a follower of Jesus, but before that he was a persecutor of Christians. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, I think we've got this verse. Yeah, here we go. Let's say it together. By calling me into his service, Jesus has judged me trustworthy, even though I was used to be a blasphemer and a persecutor and contemptuous. Mercy, however, was shown me because while I lacked faith, I acted in ignorance. The mercy of God. So if you feel a bit like that, then you're good company to become an apostle. My friend that was up here last week, David Hollingsworth, you might remember him. And he's a minister down in London, in East End. But his background, you might remember, included a spell in a high security prison. And it wasn't as a chaplain. God did a work of grace and mercy in that man's life that he has a tremendous ministry today. Because God is gracious and God is merciful. The amazing fact is that God never wastes anything and he fits it all into his plan. And also, if you've been bruised and battered by sin-saturated world, I am sorry about that. But even that can be used by God. Your calling doesn't change. You remain God's masterpiece. You remain deeply loved, poured over with grace and mercy. Our fifth heading is an extension of what we've just looked at. So, number five, God's calling is permanent. God's calling on your life is yours. Nobody can take it away from you. Not a relative, not a boss at work, not a spouse, not the government, not even Satan. It's yours. Romans 11:29. Can we have that verse up, please? Here we go. Let's say it together. God's gifts and his calling are irrevocable. Romans 11:29. If you're in paid employment or unpaid employment, that is not necessarily your calling because it can change. But the calling of God on your life doesn't change. Jobs change, but calling doesn't. Number six, we're on the last quarter now. My calling is connected to others. Calling and community go together. Just like the parts of a human body. We had prayers for our community earlier with Chris. The hand is amazing. But if it was disconnected to my arm, I would have issues. The Bible calls the church the body of Christ, his family, and we're all parts of that one body. When we are disconnected, the value goes. Ephesians 4:4, please. Let's say it together. We are all one body. We have the same spirit, and we have all been called to the same glorious future hope. It's when we're connected in community that we can truly fulfill our calling. Number seven, God empowers what he calls us to do. God empowers what he calls us to do. God never asks you to do something that he doesn't give you the power to do. If I ask my kids to clean their bedroom, I make sure they got the tools to do it, whether it be a duster, vacuum cleaner, rubbish bin, etc. It wouldn't be fair to ask them to clean a room if they didn't get the tools. God gives you the resources for what he calls you to do. And you may say to me, and understandably so, but I'm not sure what my calling is. Well, fair point. That's what we're going to look at in the next few weeks. So let me give you some simple pointers. Because you're already on that road, and you may not even realize it. The reading of Scripture regularly. Asking God to speak to you. Because calling is a lifestyle reflected through Jesus. We've got these small groups for 6 weeks. But we've also got a wider number of home groups that will carry on again after Easter. But small groups can be a really helpful way of engaging with these topics and working out the Christian life in community. Reinforce what you're learning. We're going to do that Bible verse again in a minute. Try and learn in the next 6 weeks those six verses. We've got six verses at the end of it. By Easter, you'll know six Bible verses off by heart. It is doable. Pass forward to a friend. You might be able to start passing forward some of this to a friend. Or if you can't make a Thursday, why not join up with somebody else? Just organise it yourself and go through the series. 19. Slide 19, which is... Actually, no, I don't want that. 2 Thessalonians. Yeah, I want that one. 2 Thessalonians 1. Let's read this one together. This is why we always pray for you, asking our God to help you. And then the next one is 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's get that one. This is a nice short one. The one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. God is faithful. And often it's small changes that need to be made. And God will help you with those steps. Last one. Last title is, there is a prize for living out my calling. There is a prize for living out my calling. This may be surprising. But there is. Scripture tells there is. The prize is that you get to join in with Jesus in his work on earth and share in everything that God has in heaven when you get there one day. Because we'll all get there one day if you're a follower of Jesus. And then we can talk about, do you remember when? And stuff like that. Philippians 3, verse 14. Let's back it up. Let's say this together. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. It's the Apostle Paul speaking, the one who stuffed up big time early on in his life. God interceded and got him back on his true calling. Paul again, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 12. Let's say this aloud. Live the kind of life that pleases God, who calls you to share in his own kingdom and glory. For all eternity, we will share his kingdom and his glory. How will that happen exactly? Well, I'll tell you when I get there. But I'm not in a rush. But if when it comes, great. And that dovetails well in our testimony earlier. Wrapping up. Stuart, can you tell the other two groups? Here's the basic plan. Try your best to be in church on the next 5 Sundays. I know that's not always easy, but if you can, do so. Try your best to be at one of the Thursday Bible study groups, or even start your own with a friend if you can't make it. Try your best to read a chapter a day of the book. That's your toolkit. And use it as a toolkit. You can write in these books. That is not a sin. I'm looking at Jeff. Jeff, is that a sin? No, it's not a sin. Great. My wife doesn't like any writing in books. I scribble over them, all of mine. That's the few I've got. I usually use Kindle, but that's another story. I can highlight them without, anyway. Try and read a chapter a day and try and remember these memory verses. The memory verse for this week comes from Isaiah 44 and verse 2. Are we able to go back to that one? There it is. Let's say it together. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. Isaiah 44, verse 2. You need to say that the Bible verse, because there are a lot of verses in the Bible. You will not find it again if you don't remember it. Let's do it one more time. A bit loud, I think. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. Isaiah 44, verse 2. And the thing is about this verse, it applies directly to you. Take that in. God said to you this morning, I created you. You were in my care even before you were born. I have a calling on your life. I have plans and purposes for you, and I'll back that up with all that is necessary for you to do that. And when you stuff it up, I'm still got you on the mission. Your calling doesn't change. And that is wonderful news. The other groups are just coming in now, bit by bit. You coming in, Dougie? Well, I'll tell you what, Dougie, come up here a minute. Right, Dougie. Hang on. Give us a bit of an idea of what you did in your group.
So, we watched the story about Paul.
Right.
Or Saul. And then we acted it out, and then we ran out of time, so we couldn't do the sheet.
So the sheet is for homework then? Wow! You even get homework at church. Well, well done. Thank you for sharing that. You can go and sit down now, Dougie. Thanks a lot. Okay, so they've been looking at the Apostle Paul, his conversion, and then the next part of that is to be done for homework. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you created each one of us and that we are not an accident. Thank you that we've been in your care even before we were born. Thank you that I'm and us have not been created for no reason. We have purpose and an assignment in our lives. We're not here just to waste time. Thank you that you called us, each one of us, for your purpose, and you have a plan, but it's not our own. Thank you that this plan began from the moment we were born. And even though we do make mistakes, and sin, and other people have hurt us, it hasn't changed our calling. Thank you that my calling is permanent. We realize that today we cannot fulfill our purpose without being connected to community, connected to you, connected to others. Thank you, Lord, that you promised to give us the power that we need, that you won't ask us to do something that you will not enable us and strengthen us to do. Thank you for the prize in life. Help us to live the rest of our lives that we may be able to share in your kingdom and in your glory. And today, if you've never invited Jesus into your life, then say, Jesus, come into my life. Please forgive me my sins, my mistakes. Help me to learn to love you and trust you and serve you. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.